Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Oklahoma City Thunder win their first title in franchise history, and unfortunately for them, and I do feel bad about this in a sense, they are not getting the level of praise and pomp and circumstance that only comes along with this because of a devastating injury 7 minutes into the game to Indiana Pacers guard Tyrese Halliburton. And so we're going to work back to front here a little bit and then talk about the grand scheme part of this. This is Rick Carlisle following the game on Tyrese Halliburton.
What happened with Tyrese is... all of our hearts dropped, but he will be back. I don't have any medical information about what may or may not have happened, but he'll be back in time, and I believe he'll make a full recovery. So he authored one of the great individual playoff runs in the history of the NBA with dramatic play after dramatic play. It was just something that no one's ever seen, and did it as one of 17. You know, that's the beautiful thing about him. As great a player as he is, it's always a team thing. And so our hearts go out to him, but so proud of everyone.
You can hear Carlisle fighting it back because he knows the implications of that injury and the months-long recovery and that they may never be back in this position again. And that's the God's honest truth, is that when you get there, it may be one and done for you. You never know when you're going to get back. Does anybody remember when the Phoenix Suns got to the NBA Finals against the Milwaukee Bucks? Where are they at now?
Right. Like, yeah. Trading away Kevin Durant.
You just don't know. You don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know if you're ever going to be back there. And Pascal Siakam just talked about it. You know, in year three, he won a title as a role player for the Raptors. And he was like, I started to think, because it happened so young in my career, that it was just going to be a normal thing. And it doesn't happen. Like, it just, for the vast majority of guys, you don't get back. That's just the reality. There's one winner every year.
Yep.
And there's only two teams that participate. And in the tunnel following the game, Tyrese Halliburton is sitting there on his crutches. And I'm sitting there watching the end of the game with my wife. And he is waiting for every single member to come off the floor. And I'm just sitting there heartbroken for him. And you can see TJ McConnell's mom in the tunnel when TJ finally leaves the floor. And his mom tries to shuffle away the camera. You can hear her say, stop, stop. And ESPN, you can hear somebody like, oh, they can do it. And she's like, I don't care. Stop. Because she didn't want her son to be that, right?
Right.
And you could see Mama Bear being real protective in that moment. And
yes.
I get it. I have no problem with what she did. The embrace that TJ and Tyrese had broke me and my wife, I'll be honest. Like, yeah. I'm trying to fight it back right now. I was just like, God, man. Because you just, all the things they work for. And you know that the uphill battle that Hallie's going to have. It may have been the biggest gut punch in sports history for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even more than the Blazers blowing that Game 7 against the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
Because it wasn't something it was something they could prevent.
Right.
It wasn't something that was ripped away from them because of some just horrible thing that happened.
Yeah.
They just didn't execute. That happens.
Yep.
That happens in sports. When Hallie goes out there and buries those three deep threes, and he's just, I mean, he's saying some out-of-pocket stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, for anybody who didn't catch it, he said a phrase that you don't say just in general, especially on a basketball court, it will start fights. And I was like, oh, this dude is here for this.
Yeah.
And the moment is not too big for him. And the way he's playing, the way he's moving, the swagger, the like I said, the groundswell and everything behind him in the Pacers, you're talking yourself into, the Pacers are going to win this bleeping game. And I'm sitting there going, this is Leicester City winning a Premier League title plus 5,000. Like, this is not supposed to happen. This is miracle. This is one of the great sports moments of my lifetime. That's what we're staring down the barrel at.
Mm-hmm.
And to have it snatched away, I feel god-awful. I can't imagine how Tyrese Halliburton and those Indiana Pacers feel. But then you start looking forward. And I want to say this real quick. ESPN showing the replay once, I get it. You show the replay once. We do not need to see his calf wobble and reverberate over and over and over again.
Yeah.
When you go to halftime and you say he's down, cut to him slapping the floor.
Right.
We don't need to see the calf again.
Yeah.
I get it. Everybody's like, we don't need to see Hallie on the floor anymore. Well, people are joining the game late. You got to show something.
Right.
I don't want it, but that is part of broadcasting.
Yeah.
But just...
Well, and their reasoning behind it is probably along the lines of, you know, it's not like it was a, you know...
Compound fracture. This isn't Kevin Ware.
It wasn't Kevin Ware. It wasn't Sean Livingston.
No. You know? And again, we don't need to see the calf.
Yeah.
And we don't even really need to see Hallie slapping the floor. You can show him being, like, walked off.
Yeah.
Something.
Right.
But I get it. Everybody's, like, really frustrated about showing it over and over. Anytime we have any injury, I'm always of the mind of show it once.
Mm-hmm.
Add a word of caution. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to show you. Might be difficult to watch.
Yeah.
Boom. When Nurk broke his leg on Outsiders, Joe Shane and I with the production staff, we made the choice to show it once.
Right.
And we all went, look, this is going to be really hard to watch. So if you don't want to watch, turn away. But we're going to show what happened once. So if you missed it, this is what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to, but it was like, okay, you know, broadcasting journalistically, you need to show it once.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's a terrible thing. We don't want to, but unfortunately, it's quote-unquote newsworthy. Okay? There's a lot that's going to come out of this. From the basketball side of things, Jason Tatum, Damian Lillard, Tyrese Halliburton. Three of the best players in the game, three of the best players in the Eastern Conference, are likely all out for the next year. That means three playoff teams are without stars for the next year. You just saw the Orlando Magic look around and go, hey, with Dame and Tatum out, this is pretty open. We're going to trade for Desmond Bane. And now with Hallie out, you have three of your top eight seeds severely limited going into next year. The Eastern Conference is absolutely wide open.
And I saw somebody, they did a side-by-side pick of Eastern Conference versus Western Conference, mm-hmm. and it had for the Eastern Conference, it was Internet Explorer and Google Chrome for the West.
I mean, yeah. The West is a beast. There was some foresight by the Indiana Pacers in their front office. Kevin Pritchard, Chad Buchanan, those guys. This was not a transaction that got a lot of traction.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned it on Friday of it being a lot bigger than people thought. The Pacers traded their pick this year to New Orleans Pelicans so they could get their 2026 pick back.
Yes.
You know what that tells you? They knew they were playing with fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
And going, we need to protect ourselves here.
Yep.
Because...
Well, did KDs start with a calf strain too?
They all do.
Yeah.
They all do.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.